And then Josie
that
goes,
has a baby chair on it. That won't fit. So, next week is the last summer camp?
Yep.
Spring camp or whatever?
Camp,
I was just talking to Tyler's mom about making the plunge next year. Do we have him doing overnight?
No. Oh,
so how many do they have? Is it five or six? She has two in May. And was it October, November, December? I'm trying to remember. I can't remember.
It's usually
three in the fall, three in the spring.
And then what is it? February. Usually it's February.
I couldn't remember. I was drawing a blank.
March and April. Maybe it is. Three and three.
Well, she had two in May this year, though, right?
Yeah, well, normally there's that one in February that they...
Did they scrap that one?
They had to...
Of the beans?
Yeah. And then there's usually one in April, too, but we don't usually go to the April one because it usually lands on Chrissy's... birthday weekend or
usually
whatever.
On the no, we couldn't have that. You could have a birthday
or
up
well,
there
or like before. I forget what it, you know,
but I was thinking there was six.
That sounds probably is six.
The last one
is
there the last
like
one
five.
Like the first week in December did they do one?
Yeah they definitely do one.
Okay.
In December.
Right.
And I know they start them in I don't think it's October though, is it? I thought,
yeah, it would be October, November, December. They usually do it like, I don't know.
I thought it was just November.
I'd have to look at
September.
I'll have to look at her.
Yeah,
I'll have to look at her plan to see how many are in there, but if she skipped
yeah,
one.
Something like that.
So what are the weekends like up there, do you know? When you go up to camp, what do you do up in the, it's in the Poconos, right? Where do you have to drop everybody off?
Just Home Depot, right here. Yep.
Okay.
Which is great. I mean,
Home Depot
awesome.
Drop off.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do when you're up there?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
They have pretty much the same routine. I think every time they go up there, they settle in and they do a planning meeting. And some kind of snack or something once they get there. And then the next day, if it's nice out, they go to a park and they do like hiking and basketball or things at the park. If it's rainy or too cold, they either do movies or bowling. And
what's the drop-off time? It's on a Friday,
it's
right?
It's always at 6:15.
6:15 on a Friday.
Yeah.
So they can go to all-day program on Friday.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. And then pickup is 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at home.
Yeah, I didn't have all the details on it, but I know they do, you know, that they have to kind of look after themselves, like clean up after their
own selves
and stuff like that.
And then they usually have an outing, like this time they're going to some kind of candy and pretzel kitchen or something, so they're doing that.
Good.
Yeah, and then other times they go for pizza or ice cream or something. There's usually some kind of real...
Something good, like pizza or ice cream.
You eat
both of those, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, and they always, I think Saturday night, they always do like a bonfire with s'mores out back. They have some kind of, like,
thing
set up.
All right. Well, I mean, he's never been done it. He's never done it overnight, but he's on no meds.
Right. So
you know, there wouldn't be any big issues and stuff. Just a matter of, you know, like with her, it was just a matter of taking the plunge, see how it goes.
Yeah.
I don't remember how her first overnight went
out
there.
She was used to overnights by the time she came to Carousel. She'd been doing a Nava for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
So she was used to
them. All right. Is Nava still?
We don't do a Nava.
Well, I know you don't, but.
Yeah, it's still there.
Is it still there?
Yeah, still. Yeah, it's still
doing it. I got a birthday card of it.
Chrissy, stop gesturing.
Of what?
How about you caught
from Campanava?
From Campanava?
Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday, yeah.
I haven't had anybody that's asked to go there lately. Mm. But that, how did that one work? And I know you used to have to take her and drop her off Sunday?
No, I think
it was Sunday to Friday?
No, I think it was Friday to Sunday. Friday to Sunday, if I remember right. But
okay.
And my talking is fine.
Your talking is fine. I know you're talking.
Yes.
Your talking has been fine for some time. It's
last
a matter of when we're
last
using
day.
It.
Yes.
At work.
What about yesterday at work?
Last year at work, I tell my supervisor.
What did you tell her?
I put Annie back.
She has a new male supervisor?
Well, she told me Edward's not even there anymore.
No.
Well, she had that one in her ISP meeting.
No, she was Mike, she said.
Mike Holly.
Okay.
That's new. I didn't even know about him.
What happened to Edward? I got an email like, hey, it's me or whatever.
Well, we
and then,
had that
like,
one girl that
yeah,
sat
yeah.
in on her ISP who took over after and Andrea left.
Yeah.
And we had the girl at the ISP, I think her name was Shanice.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
She
yeah.
sat in on
yeah.
that. And when I sent her, when I finalized her ISP, which if you didn't get it in the mail, you will be.
Okay.
And I sent something Jolie, and then it was all of a sudden, it was like, oh, by the way, Chrissy has a new program specialist. His name's Mike Holly. So I had to go in there, and I didn't know this. I had already put in the wrong person.
Okay, yeah.
Threw everything, and I had to go back in and do it all again. And I was like, well, why didn't I know this?
Yeah, well, I want to know what happened to, like, well, how did these people take jobs and then, like, decide, you know, a day later they don't want to be there? Like,
well,
what?
That's what happens when my wife works, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But the other good thing was, is in searching through, I have all these little thumb drives
on
my computer.
Yeah.
Searching through, I found her last physical saved on the thumb drive from June of last year.
Okay, good.
And I sent that to Julie, and that made her happy. That made her weak. Because I think it was, I don't know, was it June 12th, 15th, or something a year ago?
Okay.
For her annual physical. I don't remember. I'd have to see you if I...
Well, she gets one every year, and it just moves a little bit.
Didn't you all move from April to June?
Yeah, because
they... Because you were having issues with...
Yeah, they weren't available for physicals for a while. And then,
yeah, they do.
And then this year they were available, but they said she couldn't come in until, you know, after the June one, the date, it had to be 365 days. So I'm like, well, it's going to keep moving around.
Well, it just has to be, yeah, I mean, they're not going to pay for one unless it's 365 days after the fact. Let me see if I can find
what does that
date.
Mean?
Okay.
It has to be a year since your last.
Oh.
I don't need a year.
Yeah. That's
the issue. You know, it's going to be even more fun next year because we have to do all kinds of crazy stuff is because next year's a leap year.
Oh, no.
So they're making us do all kinds where we have to move everybody's annual review date up one day so it's 365 days, not 366 days.
Oh,
and I mean, it is
serious.
It is so completely stupid that they're making everybody do this for the sake of 24 hours in a leap year every 4 years. But that's what they come up with out there.
Mm.
That's what they come up with. It's just...
unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So how's APS going?
I wear a smock and I wear a neck on it.
You're wearing a smock.
And I'm getting my nose itch.
Your nose is itching. Well,
yeah.
That's one of your... that's one of your issues with your allergies, isn't it?
Yeah. And the that makes a big difference when you wear the mask. You sneeze a lot less.
And yesterday, I did Macaroons.
Macaronis?
Macaroons.
Oh, macaroons. Oh, okay. Well, macaroons are good. Yeah, careful not to start eating them. I have somebody that keeps getting in trouble with the other one because he decides to help himself.
I don't know what else. I took a nap in the bus.
We'll always do that.
What? A nap on the bus?
Yeah.
You take one in the morning?
Yeah, and in the afternoon, too.
You sleep in the afternoon, too?
Yeah.
Do you go to sleep at night, then?
Yeah.
And last night, I went to dance.
Is she Thursday? She is dance.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So, what do you guys generally do? You still go to the library on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only reason I asked is when we were at the ISP, and this isn't going to work for me. When we were at the ISP, we talked about that community business, and she wants to work for her 4 days that she's there.
Right.
Okay. And there's this variance thing. Right now, APS doesn't have the capacity to take people out anyhow.
Right, right.
But they're bugging us about doing capacity variance forms. And the only reason I'm bringing up is because I know that even if they did have the 25% thing, that she would prefer to work.
Right.
And to that end, I did bring a variance form today that's all filled out.
Okay.
And
she also gets community access and other...
Well, that's what I pointed out. That's what I pointed out. See if I actually came up with the right...
What's community?
Okay, here's pretty much... I got the one day wrong, but basically what I read it, there's a part here that says... declines the option to spend time in the community, having been provided with opportunities to do so consistent with her preferences or interests
right.
and choices. So basically, I put down here, Christina works 4 days per week. She spends a fifth day, Friday, in a local community with her mother and her younger sister. They spend time at the local library for story time. I don't even know if they still do that. Read books and do other things as a family on Tuesdays, which is what I got wrong.
Yeah.
Christina goes to dance class, so Thursday.
Right.
So
yeah.
We got the day wrong. She goes to weekend respite camp, summer overnight camp at Haverford College. It's important for her to earn money on the 4 days she is at APS Trevose. They do not have capacity at this time to do 25% of the outings anyhow. But if they did, Christina would prefer not to participate.
Right.
So I wrote that up, and I'm going to give it to... we have to file these with Montgomery County and put them in there. So I just thought while I was sitting at home for a while this morning, I would print this up and bring it over just so I could explain everything to you. And what I did bring is, there's a yellow piece of paper here somewhere. And what I'll do is I'll have you, me, and Chris team sign off on it, and then that'll say that we're having a meeting about the variance, and we put down her preference. I hope your weekend next weekend's as nice as this weekend.
Yeah.
And
is it supposed to get really hot one of these weekend days?
And on Monday, I'm off.
I think so.
It's today, 24th.
24th.
Thank you.
Hey, guess what? I'm on next.
She's your human calendar.
I'm off.
Yeah. What holiday is it? We've been working on this over and over again. I keep telling you, May has all the M holidays. Mother's Day and Memorial Day. So what holiday is it on Monday?
Memorial Day.
All right. Miss Chris, I'm going to give you a place to sign right here with my pen. Put your Christina Preston on there.
See, if you had your glasses on, you'd be able to see where he told you to sign, but since you don't wear them...
Is this a vanity issue all of a sudden, or...?
It's this thing about, like, I'm off, so I have to take my glasses off.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you leave, she's gonna, like, put on her pajamas so she can be, like, totally off.
Oh, is that the significant... significant part then? We just go...
Ooh, you spelled your name right, though. I love it.
Pete, what kind of plates?
P-R-E-S-T-O-N.
What's that?
What kind of plates?
What kind of plates?
Yeah.
For what?
I mean, Julie.
Oh, Julie. She's your boss, right?
Yeah.
And now you have Mike.
I don't know who else is my boss.
Who?
Miss Helene.
Oh, Miss Helene.
They gave me a job.
And what was your job yesterday?
Microwave.
And before that?
I get up and speak.
Okay. So there's no issues that she, as long as she's wearing a mask, she's much better?
Yes. Yes, I haven't gotten it. Only one day when they did have her wearing a mask.
Okay.
That's helping.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You don't want her sneezing, coughing, and everything over there.
Yeah.
I'm not sick.
No.
No, you're not sick. It was just allergies, and this is a bad time of the year right now.
Yeah.
No. And no shots, either.
No.
No? No more.
No, you don't have shots, but you do have to get your blood test once a year.
Oh, Mike, bye.
Everybody gets that once a year. I've been just like... poked and prodded. There's my new surgical. I'm not too happy about that one because that one hurt. It's in a bad spot.
What do you have that in there for? I thought you were done your surgery.
No, I had to have it done again. The first one didn't work.
Good. That whole surgery you had?
Yeah, it didn't work. This is for the dialysis thing if and when the time comes. And it will. It's just a matter of when. I had to get it done again because the first one that I got done there didn't work. So then exactly 2 months after 30 days, I was told this one didn't work. So I made arrangements to get another one done right away. I just wanted to get it out of the way because if I do have to go on dialysis and I don't have that put in, then they have to stick these things in the side of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And you run around with these tubes sticking out of the side of your neck until they can do this.
Wow.
So I was like, let's get it done as soon as possible.
Wow.
So this one hurt because of where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right here at the joint.
Yeah.
And there's this got swollen because there's all these blood vessels in here and they got constricted. So that one really had me knocked out for the better part of a week. I couldn't, I was having trouble functioning with that pain and then just my arm working and because I have to do a lot on the computer holding my arm like this when it was whatever. Have you made any inroads or progress?
Yeah, thank you for that tip about the insurance because... we were on that autism waiver wait list, and after his name finally came up, they decided they couldn't test him because he was blind. You think they would have decided
a little while ago?
Yeah, like when they put me on the list, it's not like it was a secret. And then when I called the insurance, they were able to get him. We just had the evaluation on Monday, so...
Okay.
They said we'll get a decision, she said, in like a week, and then I was
Is this Keystone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Said,
well,
here's the
interesting thing is we just had on Wednesday, we just had Keystone come in and talk to us about contacting the special needs unit and all that on getting stuff like that done.
Mm.
And that's usually the best bet is to go through the special needs unit and let them try to set you up.
And
see what they come up with.
Well, we'll see if it's any better than Briella. Like Briella, I mean, they told me I wanted her to go to my church's half day summer camp program. So they said, I chatted her last year, and they said, you really got to get a professional in here. I just did a couple weeks, and they were like, let's go through the IU. We already work with them. They have other kids in our program. It'll be fine. You'll love it. It'll be great. Went through all the IU. They said, oh, no, she doesn't need a one-to-one. I'm like,
how do they know? Did they evaluate her?
They offered her speech and OT, which I'd already told them I was getting, and no behavior services, which is why I went to them. So then I had to go through the insurance company, through Magellan, and then they said, well, yeah, of course she needs a one-to-one. Well, now she's eligible for all the hours, but nobody's taking the job.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Is this a behavior thing or a home health aid?
It's a behavior. It's a TSS, TSS kind of thing.
What are the hours of the day program of the camp?
Nine to noon, maybe till one if she stayed for lunch kind of thing.
How many days and how long?
She's eligible for like 15 hours or whatever. But I mean, then I said to the camp, well, like my daughters, the Angela said, well, she could maybe fill in a little bit because she could go and get the thing done for the, screening.
What,
for
the clearance?
Yeah, she could do that. They were like, oh, no, they wouldn't pay her. The camp would have to pay her. They're not going to pay her. It's a private church thing. They don't have paid staff.
How about, once again, if you would... she has Keystone first.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did you go through the special needs unit?
I have an intensive caseworker, yeah. And it's
they can't get her a home health aide to shadow her at the program?
Whatever she's out, they've already given it to all the, they're passing it from agency to agency and nobody has anything. So I said, you know what? I'm going to just do camp mom with her for the summer and then I'm signing her up for kindergarten. Because because they can't say no in the school district, they have to have a one-to-one, or, they could, because, like...
Well, yeah, they have to,
so I thought...
Well, the other thing is, depending on the school districts, they're paying and they're doing a lot better on the benefits. Depending on where you are, there's some place, if your classroom... assistance or something. In some places you're getting $15, $16, $17 an hour.
I'm going to see if I can get a job in this primary school with somebody else so that I'll be in this, I can work the hours that she's there beside her and be up on all what's going on in the school.
Well, that's kind of why I'm doing what I'm doing. It was the same basic reason, was to be on the inside and knowing what's going on. I mean, I have somebody that used to work with my wife, but they're getting assigned, I think, through the intermediate unit who hires substitutes for part-time or whatever. You can go through, like, the local school district.
I saw it on the, it was listed on the school district website.
That's one way of doing it. The other is to go through the intermediate unit. The only problem there is you can go anywhere.
I want to stay.
They could send you to Flower Town.
Right, I want to stay. I'm sure they have a bunch of new kids coming into the primary school.
The other thing is you're here in Upper Moreland, but then, I mean, I know you'd want to stay there, but if you want that kind of job, there's Hatboro or Horsham's not that far away.
Right, right.
And then down on the other end would be Abington, and that's a huge school district. That might be, I think that working around this district here would probably be pretty tame.
Yeah.
Opposed to maybe Abington, you might have a little bit of a you might have some seriously difficult people because of the size of the area.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this up here is almost like a boutique high school. Upper Moreland's very small.
Yeah, yeah.
The only
well,
other
and they don't bat an eyelash at sending the kids out to like Overbrook or where somewhere else. Like
right.
They don't keep kids that are too much.
Yeah, well, that's
yeah,
and they
yeah.
must have money to spend.
Yeah. Well,
of course,
I think because it's so small, that's how they have.
Well,
it, yeah.
Well, the other part of it is they probably don't have the building capacity to put too many extra classes in there.
Right, right.
I mean, like if you
yeah,
go to
yeah.
North Penn School District. Every one of those stinking buildings over there has these modules attached to it.
Wow.
Because they've grown so much and they refuse to build another high school because their sports teams do so well with one high school.
Oh, I see.
So they don't
want to
break up that monopoly that they have between, like,
mm-hmm.
it used to be the same problem with
I mean,
Central Bucks.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, CB East and
yeah,
CB West,
yeah, yeah.
And that for a long time there was only one CB.
Hmm.
Then they had to do that. Same thing with Cherry Hill in New Jersey.
Hmm.
There used to be Cherry Hill High School. That was Cherry Hill East, Cherry Hill West.
Hmm. Hey, Keith.
Hey, what?
I'm gonna show you something.
What?
Like a tablet. What? What I'm using?
Yeah, go ahead.
I made videos.
Alright.
You made videos.
I made videos of my mom.
Of your mom?
I made a video of my brother.
Okay, go get it.
Well,
ow.
Did you pay them?
Nah.
I got a tablet from
what's the money?
Well, good luck with
I said to Aaron, I said, are you kidding? You'll be lucky if you're out of the house by September, by the time they fiddle around and,
Well, they're supposed to, I don't know, they made it sound the other day, like they're supposed to, like they're on a timeline that they have so many days to get things done.
Well,
but
they get things done, but then, they'll go like, all right, so what do we, I'm sure they're going to go, okay, well, he's going to have a full physical and then he's going to fill the form out, and you gotta go look at some sites, and we'll have to see if anybody has any space. I mean, do they usually have ongoing space at ABS and all those places to take new people? Because that's what we ask for, like, the workshop.
Usually. The other one that would be
Ivy Man,
Well, yeah, but there's another program up in Ivy Lane that might work because they do a little
ouch
bit of everything there.
Mm. Clean the screen off, Chrissy. It's all messy.
And that's Bark.
Yeah, but we're on Ivy County.
No, I have people that you are.
Clean the screen off. It looks disgusting. Come on, go get the cleaner and wipe it off.
I don't know. I would check because we have people that from Montgomery County that
go there. You need
some
spray.
And they have a wide variety of different things they do there.
All
right. It's dead.
Sounds like it's saying it needs critically low. Why didn't you plug it in last night?
Because she was also she went to like use it in her room. I guess
she was dancing.
She was dancing.
Well, hi, Brielle. How are you? Are you hiding?
I just turned it off.
Where are your glasses? Go get your glasses and put them on your face. I just had to buy a new pair of glasses from the Costco.
Chrissy is dead.
She lost them so much we couldn't find them at all. I bet they're in Angela's room, buried under laundry or something. But
down a crack in the car.
Come on, that should be.
I think they're in the house.
Yeah, you need one with a GPS on.
Yeah, I know. The beeps. It's not gonna work unless you plug it in. Can you go get the charger?
Can't get it.
Unplug the charger.
You know, I was supposed to go see somebody after I got done here today. That was, I was going to give her the same information that I gave you about calling up Keystone.
Oh, yeah.
She's somebody that's 14 years old at home that's very difficult. And he's not going to, we don't have any funding source for 14-year-olds, really. So, I, you know, I was
we
telling her what to do.
Over there.
I mean, he goes to school, but
yeah.
Summer he's going to be off, and his mom's like, he can't be home alone
right.
Summer doing whatever he wants.
Yes.
I meant, like, so many videos. I don't have any room.
Are you coming over here?
That's my sister.
I know. She's coming over to look at all my stuff.
She likes me.
She does?
Yes, she does.
Well, maybe I'll find her some kitty cats or something.
What kitty cats?
My kitty cats.
You have kitty cats?
I have a rabbit.
I have three.
How many? So, what's her name?
Ricky, Nemo, and Logan.
Nemo! I like the Nemo one.
There you go.
Now I can see she's going to be a video.
Uh-oh! You're pulling the plug!
You're going to snap that rubber band on your finger and then it's going to hurt.
You're pulling the plug!
Here, wait. I'll show you my kitty cat.
It's gonna have to charge. It's on zero.
Kitty cat.
Yeah. I thought it would be a snake in the back.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of snake?
Oh, it's just a garden snake.
Mm. He's holding it in his hand, Aaron.
Ew.
Yeah. Look,
gosh,
there he is.
Go away.
The kitty cat with a bottle of white wine for my mom. That was. We posed him. There was my arm yesterday. That was after
gross.
The surgery.
Are
you
married? He already is married to his wife. Yes.
Yeah, there's the kitty cat. He's in his thing up on top of our dresser. Yeah. Really fast. All the way up on the china cabinet. He likes to go up there. Sleepy
what?
Kitty cat.
What?
Did you park in the driveway again?
No.
No, I did.
Oh.
Are you parked
you
in?
Because there's stuff in the garage that
that's
has
my
someone
paper.
Coming in to get out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I'll have to just leave then.
Yeah.
What's
your
name
all
again?
All right, get out.
Jenny.
Jenny. Oh, this
I was
is the other Jenny. Just Jenny, Jenny
yeah.
O'Hara.
Oh, cool.
That Angela's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? I'm gonna get you. Is she ticklish?
No.
No. All right.
No.
Look.
Hey. How's I knew Tyler from school.
Did you?
Yeah. How's Tyler doing?
You want to see keys? Well, I was over to see Tyler. He has a day off from work program today.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Where's he working at?
Same place where your sister used to over at DEC.
Oh, really? Well, I haven't talked to
no,
him.
No. You're not breaking my sunglasses.
All right, now.
All right. Do you have it now?
Yes. It's in my hands.
Okay. Well, show it to me.
This is here to get into the garage.
Oh, okay.
All right. You gotta let Mr. Keith go.
I got her.
It's not going to do it now. You have to keep it charged.
Yeah, it's going to need a little bit more than that.
You have to tell Mr. Keith another time.
All right.
Come on.
What's that?
Well, have a nice 3-day weekend.
Yeah, I'll be gardening and mowing the lawn and killing myself.
My iPhone. Tips. Extras. Tips. Voice memo. Contact. Voice memos. Stop. Stop. Direct. Stop.